Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God, is worth.
Jehovah Elohim Tisha B'Av, which means Lord God of hosts. In Psalms 59:5 says, You, O Lord God of hosts, Jehovah Elohim Tisha B'Av, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be gracious to any who are treacherous in iniquity. Let us pray. Jehovah Elohim Tisha B'Av. O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, you have power over all. You are a God of justice and might. I praise you for your skill and perfection. I bless your name for your strength and intensity. I honor you because you are Jehovah Elohim Tisha B'Av, the Lord God of hosts. Armies bow before you. No weapon is stronger than you. No strategy can outwit you. No enemy can overrun you. I bless you, Jehovah Elohim Tisha B'Av, as you command the armies to act on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Focus on God. In Proverbs 3:6 says, In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Life can suddenly become filled with problems of all kinds, regardless of their source. They dominate your life until you find a solution. If you are experiencing a problem and sincerely seek a solution, direct your thoughts to God and don't focus on the problem. You won't find a solution if you do not allow God to assist you. Allow him to create order from chaos and to give you the right solution. When God becomes more important than your problem, you will be fueled by a spiritual power, because God is occupying his rightful place in your life. Amen. You will find solutions to your problems and by his grace live victoriously. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, I put you first in my life, knowing that you are powerful enough to handle every crisis in my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you.
The Lord God of my salvation. You reign from heaven and rule on earth. You rescue those in need and bind up the brokenhearted. You save not only eternally, but also in time of and history. Through the wisdom in your word, You saved me from making wrong choices or going down the wrong path. You saved me from a life of misery and regret. Through your healing forgiveness and grace, you saved me from worry by assuring me that I can trust in you. You saved me from my confusion when I seek your truth and kingdom agenda in my life. I praise you because you are Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, the Lord God of my salvation. Amen. Love is a decision. Loving your husband is a daily choice. Love may start out as a good feeling, but to love someone long term is an act of the will. It means loving someone even when he may not be lovable at that particular moment. Hopefully, your husband is your best friend. Enjoy being with him. Spoil him. Think about him. Pray for him. Encourage him. But what if you don't feel this way? The question remains, will you love your husband? Do everything you can, starting right now, to restore your love. Pray for him. Do little acts of kindness for him. Express your love in every way you can. Thoughtful deeds and kind thoughts will re-energize your love and revitalize your marriage. Love is blossoming in you, my friend. Let us pray. Lord, loving another person can sometimes be trying. But by your grace, we can love our spouse completely. We choose to honor and serve this man we call husband. Help us be the wife he needs. Work in his life so he will be all you envision. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is for an inspiration for all women. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Lord God of hosts, it's easy for us to try to take matters into our own hands when we're wrong or when we feel as if someone or something is unfair. We try to fix it or change the person or even look for ways to retaliate. Please forgive us for harboring ill feelings toward others who have mistreated us or overlooked us somehow. Instead of taking matters into our own hands, we want to remember your name, Jehovah Elohim, Tisha B'Av, and trust in you as the great warrior God and the Lord God of hosts. Thank you for forgiveness, grace, and mercy in our life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I just want to share a few words of hope and a prayer to bless your heart. God's love. Ephesians 3:16-19. Praise God. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to measure of all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. At this time, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and inspirational music. And I hope and pray that you are enjoying our prayers and our inspirational music. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection, all to the glory of God.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we the fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. We pray.
diamonds and all the gold. For as far as the eye can see, it owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love.
We confess that we sometimes try to be our own Savior. Rather than look to you, we try to find our own solutions and force them into place. Rather than honor you as King, we try to place ourselves in a position of authority. Jehovah Elohim Yeshua, you are the one who saves. Forgive us for not turning to you and instead turning to our friends, our families, or others to seek solutions for the trials we face. We should always turn to you first in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You got this. Praise God. Pulling the weeds. In James 1:19 through 21 in the ESV Bible says, know this, my brother, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You got this. Each day, new problems and challenges arise. Often we push them to the side and deal with them later. Did you ever leave the dishes in the sink after dinner and wait until the next morning to wash them? That baked chicken is definitely not coming off now without soaking the pan. Or what about weeds growing in your yard? The longer you let them grow, the more they spread. The deeper the roots get, and the harder they are to pull out when you tackle the job. We tend to let our problems grow like this. Is something currently bothering you? A situation that you just cannot seem to get out of your head? While some circumstances are hard to face head on, trust me, I know they may be even harder to deal with when they start to grow roots and spread. It could be time to nip it in the bud, as they say. This can apply to your job, too. It's best to put out the fire you came upon before it spreads. Sometimes we want to sweep our problems under the proverbial rug or leave them buried. But this is when they can really take hold of your heart. Sometimes we hide our pain for years and are surprised when it pops up out of nowhere and hurts us again. It's only when we bring our problems and pains into the light that we can find true restoration and relief. While it's true that God heals all wounds in time, the wounds aren't fully clean to heal properly if they aren't addressed. Perhaps it's time to work with Him to deal with the ones coming to mind today. Amen. You got this. Can you recall a time or situation where you have buried past pains or problems? What are you pushing aside today? A relationship that needs healing or something that needs to be addressed at home? Don't wait. Even if you want to sweep it under the rug and deal with it later, you'll feel much better once everything is done and sorted out. Amen. Praise be to God. And now I will play another selection.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, they help to save your
come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say. And he'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be open. Through the hope he is in the Father, he saved us for his own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Jehovah Tishaba, thank you for being the Lord God of hosts. Thank you for making your strength available through your relationship with us. We're grateful for each and every time you have shown up to right a wrong or defend us. We have seen your powerful hand in history, and we trust we will continue to see it in the days ahead. Thank you for your presence when we face trials and tribulations and troubles in the future. Thank you for being the commander-in-chief of the armies and for commanding them to act on your behalf. On our behalf, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled Seeking Peace. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, where it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Amen. Perhaps you have heard people say, I don't have peace. When speaking about a particular decision, they are referring to the fact that when you are either outside God's will or working against him, you will feel spiritual friction. But when you're in the center of God's will, you will feel harmony with him. Most of us can point to areas of our lives that cause us stress, unhappiness, and turmoil. But regardless of the situation, we are promised that we can find tranquility in Christ. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. However, the supernatural peace Jesus offers us rests on our agreement with him. We must be willing to do as he says in his word. When you submit your daily choices to Jesus, you are not only in harmony with his Holy Spirit, but are safeguarded within his protection. Enlightened with his wisdom and empowered by his strength, the peace you experience can be evidence that you are indeed walking in his will. So invite his peace to characterize your life by allowing him to rule your heart. Jesus will be your assurance and security regardless of the circumstances you face. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, you know the areas of friction in our life. Rule our heart and teach us how to have your peace. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
When you feel alone, brother, let me be.
Amen. Bitterness puts distance between you and God. In Proverbs 10 and 12, in the CSB Bible says, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all offenses. Are you mired in the quicksand of bitterness or regret? If so, it's time to free yourself from the mire. The world holds few, if any, rewards for those who remain angrily focused upon the past. Still, the act of forgiveness is difficult for all but the most saintly men and women. Being frail, fallible, imperfect human beings, most of us are quick to anger, quick to blame, slow to forgive, and even slower to forget. Yet we know that it's best to forgive others, just as we too have been forgiven. If there exists even one person, including yourself, against whom you still harbor bitter feelings, it's time to forgive and move on. Bitterness and regret are not part of God's plans for you, but God won't force you to forgive others. It's a job that only you can finish, and the sooner you finish it, the better. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hate. It is a power that breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness. Bitterness is a spiritual cancer, a rapid growing malignancy that can consume your life. Bitterness cannot be ignored, but must be healed at the very core. And only Christ can heal bitterness. Amen? Grudges are like hand grenades. It is wise to release them before they destroy you. Sin is any deed or memory that hampers or binds human personality. Here's a thought. You can never fully enjoy the present if you're bitter about the past. Instead of living in the past, make peace with it and move on. Ephesians 4:31-32 in the CSB Bible says, all bitterness, anger and wrath, insult and slander must be removed from you, along with all wickedness, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Amen. And James 3:16 in the CSB says, for where envy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every kind of evil. In Proverbs 14:10 in the New King James Bible says, the heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. Romans 12:19 in the Message Bible says, don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, free us from anger and bitterness. When we are angry, we cannot feel the peace that you intended for our life. When we are bitter, we cannot sense your presence. Keep us mindful that forgiveness is your commandment. Let us turn away from bitterness and instead claim the spiritual abundance that you offer through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play two selections, and after those two selections, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Bread of life sent down from glory, many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a
Amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know, God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Trouble.
When
sick.
Jesus.
You see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel a mold of me.
And no matter,
no matter what the
circumstance,
his blood, his blood
always brings me.
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus,
sustain.
Sometimes you gotta call him.
Jesus is.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord. Jesus.
Sustain
me. Oh yes, he does.
Sustains me.
Late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me.
When I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me.
Trouble.
God is sustaining.
Trouble all the time.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you breathe.
God is sustaining me. At this time, I'll play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
And there is no coming back from
thing the devil stole from me, God will give it back. Praise God. Now, my scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke chapter 9, verses 22 through 27 and verse 51. Praise God. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, that's Luke chapter 9, verses 22 through 27 and verse 51. And it says, the Son of Man must suffer many terrible things. He said, he will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, but on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. Then he said to the crowd, if anyone wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfless ways. Take up your cross daily and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world, but are yourself lost or destroyed? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in his glory and in the glory of the Father and the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some standing here right now will not die before they see the kingdom of God. Amen. Verse 51 says, as the time drew near for him to ascend to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. So Jesus, although Jesus knew in verse 51, although he knew he would face persecution and death in Jerusalem, he was determined to go there. Now that kind of resolute resolve should characterize our lives as well. When God gives us a course of action, we must move steadily toward our destination, regardless of the potential hazards that awaits us there. Praise God. This was the turning point in Jesus' instructions to his disciples. From then on, he began teaching clearly and specifically what they could expect so that they would not be surprised when it happened. He explained that he would not now be the conquering Messiah because he first had to suffer, die, and rise again. But one day, he would return in great glory to set up his eternal kingdom. Amen? Praise God. When Jesus said some would not die without seeing the kingdom, he may have been referring to 1 Peter, James, and John, who would witness the transfiguration 8 days later. All who would witness the resurrection and ascension, all who would take part in the spread of the church after Pentecost. Jesus' listeners would not have to wait for another future Messiah. The kingdom was among them and would soon come in power. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. Father God, I pray for those that are lost, that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. And Father God, I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. And Father God, we thank you for supplying our every need. And all of these blessings, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Each year, thousands of pilgrims make their way to Israel and the holy city of Jerusalem. For many, it is the fulfillment of a lifetime to say, I walked today where Jesus walked. A journey to Jerusalem can be a rewarding travel experience. Today, we begin a spiritual journey to Jerusalem, walking with Jesus through those crucial hours surrounding his crucifixion and resurrection. Carefully observe the individuals on the journey. We will see ourselves in chapter 9 through 20 of his gospel. Luke mentioned Jesus' movement toward Jerusalem several times in Luke 9 and 51, Luke 13 and 22, Luke 17 and 11, Luke 18 and 31, and Luke 19 and 28. Luke uses this repetition to signal a decisive turn in Jesus' ministry. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem is what gives meaning to the Easter holiday. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Luke 9 and 51 in the NIV. And it says, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Going to Jerusalem. Tonight my message is divided into three parts, paragraphs. Amen. Number one, an act of courage. Jerusalem, the hot spot. Jerusalem was the center of Jewish life and religion. As such, it was the center of growing animosity to this traveling Nazarene. Jesus' decision to set out for Jerusalem was a deliberate choice to enter the storm. Jesus demonstrated true courage. On an early occasion, when Jesus announced his intention to go to Bethany, to the home of Lazarus, the disciples warned him, "Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you. And are you going there again?" Jesus replied in John 11, 8 through 9, "If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble." He knew what he was facing. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem was not the irresponsible action of a blind fanatic. He knew the risks, but met them with courage. Christian commitment does not shrink from involvement in the hot spot. Amen? Praise be to God. Our example. Jesus is the continuing example and inspiration for us to face life and its difficulties with courage. In Hebrews 12, 1 through 9, in the NIV says, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorching its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Commitment to God's will. Doing the Father's will. The journey to Jerusalem was part of Jesus' desire to do the Father's will. At age 12, he expressed this desire. In Luke 2 and 49, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? He said to his parents when they finally found him. His prayer in the garden summarized his entire life in Luke 22:42, "Not my will, but thine be done." Dwight L. Moody once heard a preacher declare the world that had yet to see what God could do with a person completely dedicated to his will. Moody determined to be such a person. The world has felt the impact. What could be done through us if we had a similar commitment to do God's will? Amen. Hallelujah. A willing offering. Some view the will of God as a decision forced on us, but God did not coerce Jesus to die on the cross. The content of his message and the nature of his person made it inevitable. Sin and holiness conflict. Holy people have a hard time in this world. Jesus knew this, but still remained willing to give himself. He said in John 10 and 17 through 18, "I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Christ became our sin offering. He voluntarily offered himself for our sins to free us from sin and death. The writer of Hebrews explained in Hebrews 10:9-10 in the NIV, Christ said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Christ Jesus once and for all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lost life. Lose life to find it. Take up the cross. Christ's offering brought life to possess that life. We must offer our lives. In a few weeks, we will celebrate the event that culminated Christ's journey to Jerusalem. Do not forget that the crucifixion preceded the resurrection. The discovery of life comes in the loss of life. We must do God's will and give our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Glory, hallelujah. There can be no life without that courageous decision. Lent, a journey to Jerusalem. We are now in the midst of Lent, the 40 days preceding Easter. These are days of spiritual preparation, renewal, and dedication. Lent corresponds to Christ's journey to Jerusalem. On his way to Jerusalem, Christ died to lead the disciples into God's will and enable them to give themselves. The master teacher taught crucial lessons about values and motives. Praise God. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, it is an unspeakable comfort that our Lord Jesus is God's anointed. This signifies that he was both appointed to be Messiah and qualified for it. Jesus discourses concerning his own suffering and death, and so far must his disciples be thinking how to prevent his suffering, that they must prepare for their own. We must meet with crosses in the way of duty, and though we must not pull them upon our own heads, yet when they are laid for us, we must take them up and carry them after Christ. It is well or ill with us according as it is well or ill with our souls. The body cannot be happy if the soul is miserable in the other world, but the soul may be happy though the body is greatly afflicted and oppressed in this world. We must never be ashamed of Christ and his gospel. The disciples did not consider that the conduct of the Samaritan was rather the effect of national prejudice and bigotry than of enmity to the word and worship of God. And though the Samaritan refused to receive Christ and his disciples, they did not ill use or injure them, so that the case was widely different from that of and Elijah, nor were they aware that the gospel dispensation was to be marked by miracles of mercy. But above all, they were ignorant of the prevailing motives of their own hearts, which were pride and carnal ambition. Of this our Lord warned them. It is easy for us to say, come, see our zeal for the Lord, and to think we are very faithful in his cause, when we are seeking our own objects, and even doing harm instead of good to others. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that, thank you, Jesus. I just want to say, will you join me on a journey to know God's will and to do it? Will you make the commitment to follow him wherever he leads, even into the hottest spot? Set your face toward Jerusalem, remembering the words of him who has gone before you. In Matthew 16:25 says, whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church, one that teaches the Bible. Amen? Praise God. And I want to leave you with these words from Jude 24:25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of life. Your creative power brought us into being and daily sustains us. We thank you for Jesus, who paid the wages of sin and whose resurrection makes possible our victory over death. May you find us walking in his steps, obedient to your will, and willing even to die if that sacrifice should be needed. Accept our gifts as an expression of our love for the gift of Christ, our Savior and Lord. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. As we're getting ready to leave this program, but never ever leave your sight, oh Lord. I want to thank all of my Facebook listeners, my YouTube, X, and Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another, and didn't think it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. We thank you, we love and adore you, in Jesus' holy name. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend to you and your families. And happy Sabbath to those who celebrate Sabbath on Saturdays and those who serve on Sundays. Whatever day you serve, God is always in the midst of it all. Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful night and a wonderful and blessed weekend. Good night, everybody. We love you, and shalom. Yeah.
You you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.